So, like she was saying, every third Monday, January, and this was a very interesting point, 1983, that's when President Reagan actually went ahead, he signed to authorize it, but it wasn't implemented until 1986. I wonder why. Just saying. All right. So, this is where I can actually put some of more personal experiences of what my father did, what I did, things like that. So, way back, there was this thing called separate but equal, which really wasn't. So, once they passed this money over here, where they said, we're going to reverse that Plessy versus Ferguson rule, and we're going to let people of color actually go to school with people who were not of color. In the great school systems, we rise better when we're together. And wow, I was fifth, let's say 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, no. But what ended up happening is like all of a sudden the signs came down and I could actually go and sit across the other people that I really didn't care about anyway. Because to a little kid, it's like going on a recess. And I'm like, okay, well, I get to play with people I was going to play with that on the thing anyway. But this was a big political debate about who gets to be in school with who. Who gets to drink from the water fountain with who. All of that. And it took a while for it to actually happen. So when Dr. King came up and he had this idea for the Montgomery boycott, there was this nice little 14-year-old, that was my father, and he was like, wow, what is going on? He wanted to, because he would talk about it every single day, about the boycott that changed his life. He said, oh, you think you do it down there, we can do it up here. So he wanted to do it, and he wanted to take some action, because youth brings a lot of energy to protests. It tends to happen. So when we had that Rosa Parks civil rights area where it's like, okay, more things to happen, more things for social change, because remember a lot of the things that happened during that time frame, we weren't allowed to be a part of. Just weren't. And somebody said, enough, time for change. So the Southern Christian Leadership Conference was founded. And basically their idea was, we're going to get direct action. We're going to protest, we're going to do marches, we're going to do all the things for civil disobedience, while other people, if you understood the ideas of Thurgood Marshall at the time, so that we can take it to the courts and get change. All of this provided the perfect storm for civil rights. All of it.